This is from, there was a character named Michael Fagan who was found in the Queen's bedroom. And he's now a part of Irish folklore. And this is her response to Michael. My dearest Michael, my favorite lady in waiting is so loyal. She certainly can't keep a secret. Every day at tea time, she sneaks me 3 bottles of Beefeater. She knows that I can't stand tea. Today, she brought me your note. This morning, she had to bring me 2 tablets of Myotol. I still haven't recovered from my trip to America. Must have been the tacos and beans we ate at the Reagan's Ranch. That woman is so rude. You remember how she tried to upstage me during her trip to London? Wailing about town with the motorcycle escorts. Got up in that tacky red dress. And those wide-brimmed hats that make her resemble a witch. I was speaking to her husband, and the poor man fell asleep. Still telling the same jokes. But back to your note, my sweet Michael. I was so touched. But how would it look if another scandal happened to the Windsors? They still haven't gotten over Uncle Edward. If I ran away with you, the public would take away our allowances and evict us from Buckingham Palace. How do we survive? On hot dogs and beans? Our only experience is in shaking hands and smiling. And there doesn't seem to be an awful demand for people who know how to walk in processions. Somebody has to keep a level head. Andrew carrying on with that tart. Diana locked up in a room starving herself. All because she found out Charles' secret. The secret we kept from the public all these years. Her lookalike is threatening to reveal the whole sordid business if she doesn't receive more money. And Princess Anne, granted that she's my daughter, but sometimes I think she's so ugly. She should be arrested for public ugliness. The poor young man she's living with is talking about leaving her. He says that he has to put a bag over her head in order to get a good night's sleep. So please understand, my darling, I do love you. Queens have feelings too. But if I married you, a poor laborer, who would feed my horses and my dogs? Well, it's 2 a.m. here in the palace. As the Americans say, I'm in my gin. I just turn out all the lights. Everyone here is so wasteful. Philip and my bodyguards in the next room watching video cassettes of Dynasty. Oh, I could wish I could be like that crystal, always taking chances, going where our heart leads. But I've grown accustomed to my duty, my position, and the grand tradition of which I am a symbol. And so don't be cross with me when my lady-in-waiting delivers this note to you. Goodbye, my darling, and please forgive me for having you arrested. But when we were lying in bed that morning, and you complained about what you would and wouldn't do, I had to put you in your place. Though we were lovers, I was still your sovereign, which meant that my wish was your command. Love, Lilibeth. Okay. Thanks.